New York City teachers are trying once again to stop their report cards from being released to the public. An appellate court panel will hear arguments today over whether the city can release teacher ratings to the media. The ratings rank each teacher's effectiveness based on how much progress students made on state exams. The teachers' union is appealing because it failed to convince a state judge that the rankings were flawed and that releasing them would violate teacher privacy. WNYC's Beth Fertig went to PS3 in Bedford-Stuyvesant to talk to teachers about the ratings.
Linda Castagliola has no doubt she's a good teacher.
I would rate myself as exceptional, above average.
That confidence isn't just because she's been teaching for 33 years. Castagliola says she can see the evidence all around her fifth grade classroom. Examples of student writing cover the walls. When the students worked on a geography project, they had to learn new vocabulary words.
So then they're using terms like harbor, sea, plain, plateau, mountain, savanna, delta.
But those are just a few examples.
I know they're learning. I see what's coming in with homework. I see what they're doing in terms of responding in class. I see how they work as a group. I see how they come in. It's 7, 7:15. They're getting on the computers. They're getting into their notebooks. They're working on projects.
And yet, Castagliola was devastated to learn that in the 2008-2009 school year, her teacher data report said she was merely average to below average. That ranking was based on how much progress her students made on state math and reading tests. Here's how it works. The city looked at how her students performed as fourth graders, how they were expected to score in her class as fifth graders, and their actual fifth grade results. If they did better than expected, the teacher is better than average. But Castagliola teaches the gifted and talented class, which means that they all scored high to begin with, so there's not much room for improvement.
Looking at me on paper, if you were a parent, you say, oh, I don't want my child in that teacher's class. That teacher got a below average in math. Well, I had about three or four kids last year who came in with perfect scores. Where do you move them?
The Department of Education says it compares teachers only to those with similar classes. So if Castagliola was average, that's because another fifth grade teacher of gifted and talented pupils had a class that made even more progress. But Castagliola doesn't buy that argument, and neither do her coworkers.
She's being penalized.
Lynette McCord teaches fourth grade at PS3. Her ranking was above average in math and average in reading, higher than Castagliola's. McCord says that's because many of her students scored at just a level 1 or 2 on their previous year's state exams.
So when they leave me, they're mostly at 3s, some 4s from the 1s. They are going to move. We're going to make sure that they move. They have somewhere to go.
So I ask McCord, aren't some teachers doing a better job at others getting kids ready for the next grade?
You don't see some students coming to you from third grade better prepared than others, possibly because of their teacher?
I think all teachers are different and have different learning styles, but I do think that they're all doing what they think they need to do.
Lisa North, a second grade teacher and the school's union representative, also says it's unfair to pin too much blame on the previous teacher.
It's almost not fair, though, to say just the third grade teacher. You have to say the pre-K teacher, the kindergarten teacher, the first grade teacher, the second grade teacher, the third grade teacher. You have to look at all of that.
And that's why teachers oppose releasing the ratings. Castagliola doubts whether people hearing the news or checking out their teacher on a website can understand how complicated the ratings are.
I honestly don't know. It depends on how the information is disseminated to them. For some reason, across the country, it's become, you know, let's get these teachers and let's let them do this and 9 to 5. And, you know, I have no problem being here. I just don't want to be judged on a 90-minute test.
Tests that, for better or worse, are being used by the city to evaluate teachers. The question before the court is whether ratings generated from those tests can be shared with the public. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.
WNYC welcomes New York City teachers to respond to their ratings now, so we may include their comments with the ratings if that information is released to the public. Just go to WNYC.org.